unworldly Vedana meditation. Establishing your meditation posture, finding a position that is as comfortable as possible, yet alert and as relaxed as possible. Allowing your whole body to rest into gravity. Dropping your awareness down into the points of contact between your body and the surface you're resting upon. And can you allow your body to rest down into these areas a little more? Settling into your position again and again with each breath. Resting your awareness inside the movements and sensations of breathing in the whole body, in the front of the body, the back of the body, the sides of the body, the inside of the body and the whole surface of the body. Allowing your breathing to find its own natural rhythm. Being careful not to alter or force the breath in any way. Allowing it to settle and allowing your awareness to rest inside the natural breath. Inside the actual experience of breathing rather than an idea of breathing. Feeling how the experience of breathing is fluid and changing moment by moment. And how your thoughts and sensations are also fluid and changing in a similar way. Feeling inside the sense of flow in your whole experience. Allowing everything to arise and pass, as you rest here centered and grounded. And now beginning to tune in a little more closely to your experience of Vedana. Coming closer to your actual direct experience right now. The direct sensations in the whole body and the hedonic tone of pleasant, unpleasant or neutral that so quickly arises. And to begin with, spending a few moments paying particular attention to any unpleasant sensations that may be present, no matter how subtle. Are there aspects of your experience that you're pushing away or hardening against? Any quality of resistance? If you automatically push these away, you're shutting yourself off from the possibility of wholeness and integration. And you start the meditation with a flavor and attitude of resistance, contraction, or even aversion. So it's very important that we notice any hardening, any pushing away, and we invite it into our awareness with an attitude of kindliness and care. Each time you notice a contraction or resistance, allowing the resistance to soften a little bit with each in and out breath, as you include any unpleasant Vedana within a kindly field of awareness. Letting them be part of your experience simply as unpleasant Vedana, arising and passing, free of resistance and aversion and contraction. Being kindly, gentle and tender. And now allowing the more difficult aspects of your experience to move a little bit more into the background as you begin to particularly notice feelings and sensations in your body that feel pleasant or enjoyable. Can you let into your awareness any sensations that feel they have the seeds of expansiveness within them, no matter how subtle? Maybe your heart is opening a little bit as you sit here, being real and authentic to what is actually happening moment by moment. And maybe there's a softness or release somewhere else in your body, an opening perhaps. And these pleasant sensations may be subtle or even ordinary, being careful not to skip over these by valuing only big or grand experiences. Noticing all the moments of softness, of openness, of release. The seeds of freedom are right here. What happens as you gently but clearly choose to rest awareness there? Can you get a sense of how pleasant Vedana that has a quality of openness and release within it quite naturally expands and grows if we rest awareness there with the right quality of attention, balanced effort, and receptivity? Can you get a sense of how this happens quite naturally using the principle of what we dwell on, we become? By paying attention to the seeds of good or the seeds of release within us, we'll quite naturally become more positive and open without any need to force or strain around experience. If you find it helpful, you can imagine these glimmerings of positivity within you are like the embers of a fire. If you try to force them to grow, it's like putting too much effort into blowing on the embers, and you'll blow the fire out. If you don't put enough effort into staying with these feelings, it's like not blowing on the embers at all, and the fire will go out. But if we rest our awareness within these feelings with an appropriate quality of awareness and effort, it's like very gently and delicately blowing on the embers of a fire, so the fire steadily builds and grows until it's blazing brightly. allowing your feelings and emotions to likewise become brighter and more positive, little by little. If at any point you find yourself tipping into strain, just relax a little bit and give your weight back to gravity. If you find you're drifting off into distraction, seeing if you can rekindle interest in seeking out the seeds of release and openness within your body and heart. What do they feel like? Being as precise and curious as you can, and allowing them to swell and grow again and again and again. Experimenting with balanced effort. So we are attending without strain, and we're attending without drifting. What does this feel like? And now spending time resting in a broad and open awareness, allowing everything to rise and fall like waves in the ocean. Resting within a sense of flow and openness as everything comes into being and passes away moment by moment. Enjoying the simplicity of just being here in each moment without forcing or straining or drifting. Breathing, opening, and loving, moment by moment. I'm beginning to bring the meditation to a close. Broadening your awareness to include the weight of the body, the shape of the body, the space the body occupies, breath and the whole body, sounds and smells. Opening your awareness to the whole environment you're resting within. And gradually beginning to move the body a little bit and opening the eyes. Seeing if you can take this appreciative awareness of love and kindliness with you as you gradually and gently re-engage with your daily activities. Being careful to take time over the transition from meditation to activity, perhaps sitting quietly for a few more moments to absorb your experience.